It is a really unique project that connects urban and rural folks in Saskatchewan, farmers who have donated, you know, X number of acres collectively amongst 8 farm families. There's just over 500 acres that are available for sponsorship. Individuals will sponsor, businesses, church groups, essentially sponsoring the input costs of those acres. And all of the production, all of the crop proceeds at the end of the year are gathered essentially and brought into the Canadian Food Grains Bank. This is amongst a number of the member agencies of the Food Grains Bank, including, I'll just quickly rattle off, there's Presbyterians and Anglicans and Catholics and Mennonites and Baptists and Lutherans that are all involved in this project working together so that the Food Grains Bank can do its international work to help alleviate hunger. Sometimes that's in emergency situations, and we also do this kind of long-term working with smallholder farmers. So that, in a nutshell, is Grow Hope Saskatchewan. And yeah, we're really looking forward to this 8th year.
You get a farmer to donate a relatively small piece of land, but the inputs, some of them are paid for by church members that just want to donate money and sponsor an acre. So explain how that works.
It's a really good model for obviously generating proceeds, because as you say, and we use the acre as kind of a metric to sponsor, but essentially people who say, hey, I appreciate what farmers do, especially if farmers that are saying, hey, I want to kind of forego some of the proceeds that come from my own land base, and I want to support international, you know, food security. And so basically a person will contribute, whether it's $50, whether it's $200 or $1,000, it's kind of rated at $350 an acre right now. I know that's across the various crops, and we have some mechanisms by which those dollars essentially compensate the farmers, or the farmers make the decision on what was the actual amount of inputs per acre that was utilized. But in that way, we are able to draw upon sponsorship from across Saskatchewan, especially non-farmers, you know, people in rural communities, but particularly people in urban areas. Sometimes it's folks connected to these various church bodies. Sometimes it's businesses. Even schools will say, hey, we want to sponsor, you know, maybe it's an acre, maybe it's 2 acres. Then through the year, they are informed. They, you know, continue to get updates on how the crop is doing. We've got great farmers that take great photo footage and videos, just different feedback for people in urban areas and those that don't farm to kind of become a bit more familiar with the reality of farming in Saskatchewan, both the risks and also just the day-to-day aspect of it. And we get a glimpse of the generosity of farmers as well, you know, those that are offering these acres.
So last year you had 440 acres sponsored and you raised almost $250,000. What's this year's goal?
I'm going to just backtrack a little bit. Over the 7 years, Grow Hope, and we started with 160 acres, has raised about $1.35 million. Last year, we had some of the fields that were impacted by drought, definitely in the Southwest. You know, the 440 acres, yeah, raised, as you said, $250,000. This year, our goal is to sponsor. We have just over 500 acres available for sponsorship. And so that is across, there's acres of canola, there's wheat, there's barley, there's also durum and oats. So across these variety of fields. And they span across the province. There's some kind of east central by Langenberg and Willowbrook. There's some that are central right around Bruno and Rostern. We have just west of Saskatoon, that's a new field out at Bigger. And then we have down in the southwest in Main Centre and way up in the northwest near Good Soil. So we're well spread out across the province. You know, if it's a good year, if we get moisture, we could easily see, proceeds in the $400,000 range. And I do remind listeners that, the Canadian Food Grains Bank has a long-standing partnership with Global Affairs Canada that will match for emergency food assistance projects. It will match up to 4-to-1. Obviously, there's a cap at $25 million each year that is kind of been like core grant funding that has occurred for now more than 40 years with the Food Grains Bank. So it's a great way to kind of, you know, sponsor the input costs of an agricultural project, to get to know more about farming right here locally. And you're also leveraging federal government dollars to have a really important impact around the world.
If somebody hears this and they're interested in learning more or making a donation, is there a website to go to?
Yes, Grow Hope Saskatchewan is a really unique project, because we have numerous of these church agencies involved, there's a bit more capacity. And so people that are interested in donating can go to the website, just www.growhopesk.ca. So just type in growhopesk.ca, and that website will come up, and there's, you know, a donate button. There's all kinds of other information. You get a glimpse of the various farm families, previous media coverage, a little bit of digging deeper in terms of a glimpse of what is some of the international work we do. It really is an engaging website. And as well, we have a Facebook page, Grow Hope Saskatchewan. You would find that if you just searched on Facebook.